Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the first Sunday after Trinity, is written by the Most Reverend Mark Haverland. And he calls it from the epistle, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The theme of my text, of our epistle, and of our gospel today is the same, love. My text from St. John's first epistle reminds me of the story told about the end of St. John's life. He lived to be a century old, and at the end of his life, his sermons tended to reduce to one sentence. Little children, love one another. His people one day complained about his apparently simplistic repetition, to which complaint John replied that if they really would love one another, it was enough. But as I am neither a century old nor St. John, you probably will expect a bit more from me. So let's say that John tells us in this lesson that love has its root in God. We're only able to show love because we have received love, which is a truth we know even from our human experience. Children who are loved properly grow up able to love others. Those who did not receive love have trouble showing love, forming human attachments, or even imagining pain or suffering in others. But God has loved us, and learning that fact enables us to show love in return. And St. John tells us that showing love requires practical goodness toward those with whom we come into contact day by day. If we don't show kindness, generosity, and patience toward those immediately around us, how can we love God whom we don't even see? The gospel parable of Lazarus and the rich man has many meanings, but one of them is just the same. The rich man fails in love, practical, real, worldly love toward someone just outside his door. That failure and practical love renders him unfit for heaven. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And if we are loveless, then where is God in our lives? Now I hope you will bear with me for a moment while I put this theme of practical love in context. The church calendar has a distinct pattern at this time of year, which I think helps us understand today's theme. Last Sunday was the Feast of the Holy Trinity. The 3 weeks before all pointed in that direction because the 3 Sundays before Trinity are each devoted to one person of the Trinity. 4 Sundays ago, on the 5th Sunday after Easter, called Rogation Sunday, the theme of the Gospel was prayer to God the Father. Whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father in my name, he will give it you. It is to God the Father that we addressed most of our prayers. A week later came Ascension Day and Ascension Sunday, which celebrate God the Son, who came forth from the Father to show the Father to us and to return to the Father to make intercession for us. There is God the Son. 2 weeks ago was Pentecost, the great feast of God the Holy Ghost, who comes into the world from the bosom of the Father through the Son to continue God's presence with us after the Ascension. Rogation Sunday shows us the Father. Ascensiontide shows us the Son. Pentecost shows us the Holy Spirit. This pattern embedded in the church calendar was revealed to us by Christ himself. Christ showed his disciples how to pray to his Father, and then he died and rose again in obedient love for his Father. He ascended to his Father in heaven, after which the promised gift of the Holy Spirit poured forth from the Father and the Son upon the apostles. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are shown to us in Scripture. After the individual persons are revealed to us, each as Lord and God, whether in the Gospel or in the Sundays of the church year, then we come to Trinity Sunday, last week. The three previous weeks point us toward the crown and culmination of the universe and of Revelation. Trinity Sunday is the conclusion of the first half of the church year. As the mighty acts of Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Ascension Tide, and Whitsunday are fulfilled in the feast of the Triunal God. But then you and I have to go on in this world, for we are not yet in heaven or in the immediate presence of God, the Holy Trinity. So immediately after Trinity Sunday, the church gives us two observances which usher in the second half of the church year. The first is Corpus Christi, the feast of the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, which falls on the Thursday after Trinity and then is commemorated today, if we had communion. As you and I go about our lives in this world, our chief support and comfort is the body of Christ, the medicine of immortality, by which God dwells in us and we in Him. As the long green season of Trinity Tide begins, we are sustained by Holy Communion, Corpus Christi. Then is the feast that began our shift into the second half of the Christian year. Then we come to today and its theme of practical love. God's grace always comes first. You and I must begin, continue, and end by reliance on God's grace poured forth into our hearts from the Father by the merits of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit, bestowed normally by the sacraments. But the Christian life, so rooted in grace and gift, nonetheless also requires our action and cooperation and effort. God does not invite us to be passive blobs who sit around and wait for God to bless us with gift upon gift. No. God requires us to use His gifts to cooperate with His love and the grace of the sacrament, and to turn from His altar toward the world with His gifts in our hands. God calls us to show forth His love in the world. God requires us to serve as His hands and feet, to bind up the wounds of those whom we come into contact, to feed hungry Lazarus, to teach those who do not know Him, and to show them by our practical service and love what the love of God is like. While we often fail, while we may feel that we fail more often than we succeed, God still requires us to use what He gives us and to do our best to serve those around us as our appropriate response of gratitude to Him for His astonishing blessings. So there is my basic idea about today in context. Our theme is practical Christian love. Practical love from this comes at the end of the process. We begin with the Father and prayer, the Son and His merits, the Holy Spirit and His gifts. These together show us the Holy Trinity. We are fed with the life of God and the body of Christ in the sacrament at the altar. And today, we are shown the proper response we should make in the light of the unfolding revelation of God and the gifts from God that come to us. The appropriate response is love towards one another. When human love is divorced from God's revelation, and when it is not fed and nourished with the sacraments and graces of God, it becomes twisted. Human love that does not begin with God quickly becomes sentimentality or obsession. Good works, apart from God, twist quickly into wickedness. The pattern of our calendar is the safe path. We begin with God, with understanding and loving him as best we can in the unfolding Trinitarian revelation of Scripture and tradition. Then we are fed and nourished by the sacramental system and the teaching of the Church. It is only after we receive that we are properly equipped to begin to serve poor Lazarus and one another. Again, we often fail. God does not require perfection, as God does not promise unbroken success or worldly happiness. God asks us to try to love one another, to show each other and ourselves that the love of God truly dwells in our hearts. That kind of love is, as St. John said, of God, and to God it will bring us back. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.